Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Jamaica is one of 9 Caribbean islands that will benefit from a small ruminants program aimed at increasing production and productivity in that sector. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Residents of Black River and surrounding areas, the Pika Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, June 25, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pika Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, June 25, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth.
9 Caribbean islands, including Jamaica, as well as Guyana, are set to benefit from the Latin American Small Ruminants and the Caribbean Small Ruminants Capacity Building programs. The initiative, which is jointly funded by the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, and the Government of New Zealand, includes Caribbean countries such as St. Lucia, Belize, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Dominica and Grenada. It seeks to improve the stock of sheep and goat in the country while training persons in animal husbandry with particular emphasis on small ruminants. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture, J.C. Hutchinson, says it is expected that the countries involved will become leaders in the implementation of best practices in the continued development of the small ruminants industry.
This project has facilitated the further rehabilitation of the Hounslow DTC as a pilot training site for the region by improving the carrying capacity of the lands to support the government's expanding small ruminant herd, inclusive of locally improved goat and sheep breeding and establishing demo housing as part of the training program.
The development of the small ruminants program will ultimately lead to a reduction in imports.
We have found that the high importation of mutton and chevron into the Caribbean region translates into a very high demand for a product that can be produced locally in this region. A number of initiatives have taken place over the years to foster the development of the small ruminant industry to increase the number of animals and increase the livelihood of farmers.
Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture, J.C. Hutchinson. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day, Craven Choke Puppy. Translation, greed will choke a puppy, and this means greed will lead to grief.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache and weakness. Protect yourself from Zika. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health,
sponsored by NHF.
The tax threshold will move from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016, and on April 1, 2017, it will move from $1 million to $1.5 million. This will benefit all persons who pay income tax. The Government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.